Well, David, it's been really great to see the kindness cart out again. Needless to say, in a very strange place at the hall. It was great to see that we were able to get the flag in, just about, and able to share with people this morning something of the atmosphere around the kindness cart as they came in for coffee and biscuits. There was a real buzz, I thought, going, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed getting it out of storage and dusting it off, and it was good to do it, and there's real fun about that. It was great going over the whole story of the kindness cart, how we'd initially heard about Steve Shogan and his work in with his church in Cincinnati and this thing called servant evangelism, and how it's a way of actually getting touching someone's heart and bypassing the mind and bypassing any mental defences and things that they have, and the fact that every act of kindness nudges somebody closer to God. And it was good to go over how we'd start out by giving stuff away at the Buttercross, and we'd been made to move on, and then we'd sort of rode back and done mince pies and mulled wine, non-alcoholic mulled wine giveaways leading up to Christmas, and that story that where we Christmas Eve, we'd been it was a Sunday, we were out with the Salvation Army who were playing carols, we were giving away mince pies and the non-alcoholic mulled wine, and Station Hill were with us as dressed up a live nativity, and we got that letter, of course, in the January. When the person who did the bookings at Sheldon said how much he enjoyed it, and a grandson did, and it was a real setup for for Christmas, and was then asking us about the hampers, which of course we give to social services, and how her family, someone in her family, had been really transformed by receiving one. Their Christmas had been transformed, and it was just amazing how, you know, they found out God loves them and they'd seen God touch their family. And then of course we had the Easter Saturday celebration that Station Hill organised, and all the churches in Chippenham joined in. Now we found everyone taking our little Easter egg giveaways that we'd made.
And yeah, I remember we nearly ran out, didn't we? That was just so amazing.
And then of course we started, we built the kindness cart and we were out. And we're just recalling the people who joined us. You know, some people, it was a bit fleeting, they took a sweep and that was it. Others stopped for coffee, and others and stood around and chat, and others became our sort of regulars. Of course, all of this links in with how we consider everyone is on a journey of faith. 80% of people in the last 20 years have come to Christ in the UK. It's taken on average 2 years from first becoming interested and finding that, and of course we've had like the Engel scale, which talks about different people accompanying you on the journey of faith, and that guy who'd got on the bus in Oxford and seen how far he could get on his bus pass, he ended up in Chippenham having a free cup of coffee from us. And I wonder if he went back to Oxford and told people, all these weird people in Chippenham giving away free coffee and telling me God loves you. And maybe, just maybe, one of his friends would have said, well, I believe God loves you too, and something out of that would have developed. And of course we had the funnel, where we which really helped us think about where different events were aimed and the Day Spring put on, and different people that we might invite to those. Of course, Steve Shogan himself has a golf hole where he considers people being anti-Christianity or apathetic to Christianity, or being interested and actively searching, and they're sort of at different points at the tee, on the fairway, near the green, on the green of the golf hole. And of course, at the moment, our sort of model that we think about is a bridge with many arches, a viaduct. And the kindness cart's there as that first arch. It's building that bridge with the kindness. It's opening people up to the fact that God loves them. Particularly acts of kindness help people who are anti-Christianity or apathetic to it, to wake them up to it. So it was good to go over all of that and just remind ourselves of it. And then you picked up the Bible bit, I think.
Yeah, as I was sort of thinking about it and preparing, I remembered someone who came to speak to us quite a number of years ago and reminded us that God's business was people. It's people business. And he then went on to use the phrase about showing love with no strings attached, but we can show God's love to people through acts of kindness. And two Bible stories that came to mind were the ones in Luke 10 and John 4 that illustrate Jesus talking about caring for people, and also illustrating through his own personal life on earth. In the first story, which was the Good Samaritan that we looked at, we saw Jesus teaching the principle of being kind, being aware of what's going on around you. And we saw that with the Samaritan who found this Jewish man who'd been badly injured and who was the only one to stop and tend his wounds and take him somewhere and have him looked after, and even offer to pay any extra that was owed. And I think for the first time I saw in the way in which the story was written the possibility that he stayed with him all night to make sure that he was okay. So there was that sense of really caring for the person, not just doing something and leaving him. And then we looked at John 4, which again was interestingly a story about another Samaritan, this time a woman, where Jesus was out with the disciples somewhere near Sychar's well, and he was really quite shattered and tired, and he sat by the well. They went off to get some food, and this woman came and began to draw water from the well, and he asks her for a drink. And we briefly said that the history between the Samaritans and Jews is quite full of angst. They didn't get on with each other. In fact, the Jews saw the Samaritans as half-breeds and people that would contaminate them in some way. But Jesus, immediately she appears, engages her in conversation by asking her for a drink, and then takes a real interest in her and listens to what she has to say. And by the end of their conversation, she was so excited that she went back to her village and told them to come and see someone who had told her everything about her. And so they came to hear him. And I think out of those two stories, we picked up the whole concept of the fact that God wants us to be engaged in acts of kindness in our everyday lives, on our front lines, as we engage with people, whether it be at work or in relaxation, clubs that we belong to, that sort of thing. And so I think what we then did, if I remember correctly, was to get people to get into groups of two and three and share stories of where they'd been able to do acts of kindness for each other and the impact that had had, and to then share that back with the rest of the group so we could see the range of things that are possible that can be done.
Could you remember any?
Yeah, I think I could. There were things like, well, one of the women said she'd actually signed up to take a refugee from Syria when that eventually happens, if I remember correctly.
She made lunch for somebody else in the church.
She made lunch for somebody else in the church.
There was a couple who paid the toll on the Severn Bridge for the car behind them.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat, actually.
Great.
And I think at the beginning we'd shared our own stories of, I think you paid for coffee for the person behind you, and I'd been kind to somebody in Waitrose, and that made them nearly fall off their stool. So there were just a whole range of different things that people can do to engage with people, to stop. I think we even contemplated and talked about, was it something that Steve Shogan said to you about not looking for the shortest queue in the checkout, but looking for the queue where maybe you can get to know the lady on the till and build up a conversation and that sort of thing. It's about having our eyes open, really, to sort of see them see situations through God's eyes, I suppose, and to act as he leads us.
Yeah. And we sort of finish up. You mentioned Steve Shogan again. Andy Reeds and I were fortunate enough to go to a conference he was putting on, and I was really struck by how, for him, this whole acts of kindness and servant evangelism is something that he did in his everyday, not just on the kindness card one Saturday a month. And then we touched on the Dayspring missional values. We've got joining in with God's mission. We've got community on the move, and whole life spirituality. And obviously, this really touches in the joining in God's mission. You can see it all on the Dayspring website. But we're really looking at showing the love of God to people, doing it with no strings attached, so there was no look for they must come to church or hitting with the gospel, and being open to the promptings of the Spirit in how you interact with people, and just listening to them and finding out where they were at. And we also said how much actually just offering to pray for people had a profound effect on them as well, because often people are amazed that you care enough for them to pray to your God about something that's causing them a problem. And it's just something, it's just working at it and walking that journey of faith with someone for as long as God puts you across their path to do that. So that was sort of where we got to, and over the next few months we will focus on other missional activities that Dayspring have done, so Open Blue and Connections and Woodlands and that sort of thing.
And prayer as well, I think we're going to look at the power of prayer.
See how they interact with our missional values, and what we can learn from that, and how we can apply that to our front lines.